Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show, everybody. On this Wednesday, May the 20th, it's Canada's morning sports talk show. And we're coming to you from the bunker out here in beautiful Western Canada where the sun is shining. It was hot, hot, hot last night. Oh. 27 degrees. Sweated through it. Didn't turn the AC on. I thought, just bring it. I've been waiting so long for this. Yeah. Just bring the heat. Slept pretty good, actually. Good. It's episode number 237. If you're just joining us, there was breaking news today. The CFL announcing a season ticket virtual town hall meeting today, meaning it'll be viewed online with the Commissioner Randy Ambrosi, 1 p.m. SAS time, 3 p.m. Eastern. Monty Klassen's watching in Saskatoon. He says, where can we watch the announcement for the CFL? It is, Monty, cfl.ca/town hall. Now, they're saying it's just for season ticket holders, but I can't imagine that they will be checking tickets at the gate.
I can't imagine.
When you log on.
I can't imagine.
So I think there will be a lot of viewers for it. I've said it twice today. I'll say it a third time. Kudos and applause for the CFL for doing this. We have no idea what they're going to say. I hope no insider breaks the news ahead of time. Let's give the CFL the floor and see what they say. The options are A, they're confirming a season, B, they're scrapping the season, or C, saying we don't know anything right now, but thanks for your continued patience and stop asking. That should have been our poll question, by the way. What's it going to be?
It's a show about nothing.
This is right. CFL's version of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But it's about being visible and Randy being seen, and I get it. Just ahead of Nate Ajay, veteran CFL receiver. That wasn't our poll question. We have a poll question today that has to do with the NHL for Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center. The question is, are you in favor of the NHL's 24-team playoff format? They're proposing those 24 teams be split up. I'm bad at math. Six teams in little pods going to four quarantine cities. And 74% of you saying, yes, let's play. They're in favor. I'm in that. 26% of you saying, no, it's not fair. You voted yes?
Yeah.
Right?
I voted yes.
I think most people are just saying, just get on the ice, fellas, and sort it out later. It's not quite that simple, but what else do we have to talk about?
But we're in a crazy thing, you know, crazy time, you know, 24 teams. And Dave Jamieson was great. He's like, there is no hockey right now. What hockey are you enjoying right now? So if it's 24 teams, so what? Get on the ice. I'm excited. And other people say it should be 16. It's always 16. It's always 8 in each conference. And if it's not, it's not going to count the same. It's not going to be the same. Well, yeah, it will. It'll be fine. We've played shortened seasons. We've done other things.
87% of Facebook respondents voting yes, they're in favor of the 24-team playoff scenario. And by the way, Jeff the Stamps fan watching in Calgary says, I wonder why they waited so long to send out the email invite. That from the CFL regarding the town hall today. And all I can think of, this was a hastily arranged, hastily called town hall, which tells me that maybe they actually do have some news.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were sitting around first thing this morning, which, by the way, they're not in the office. I guess they were having a Zoom conference. Do you know what, guys? We should update the fans. Let's have a virtual town hall today.
Let's do it.
Either way, it's all good.
Yeah.
1 p.m. SAS time. So, Nate Ajay, CFL fans know his name, of course. He's a Toronto kid. Came into the CFL in 2014 with the Argos. He was there 2014-15 with the Eskimos, 2016-2019, and then re-signed with the Argos here in 2020. He joins us on video chat today. He's got his hair up, looking good. Nate, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I've been watching your show for a while, so it's a pleasure to be on.
It's a pleasure to have you, and I'm going to ask you about your podcast in a second. But first, what do you think the commissioner is going to say today?
You know what? I saw the tweet from Dave from Chet, and I was reading it. And I'm like thinking, what could he possibly have to announce? It could go so many different ways. So I'm gonna be tuning in just along with everybody else, try to figure out which way this can go. Is he gonna say we're gonna play? Is he gonna lay out a plan? What is he gonna say? So I'm just as intrigued as everybody else.
Well, they are. They've won the suspense contest anyways. There's no doubt about that. Now, for the viewers that don't donate, Nate, if you don't mind, Can you talk about what happened with you and the Eskimos this offseason, which led you to re-sign with Toronto? I was saying to Darren in the break that with what the Esks did to you doesn't really make the CFL look good in terms of if they're looking for sympathy in the public realm. Would you mind just to tell our viewers, you're that guy that that happened to. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so basically, I've been playing for the Eskimos for the last 4 years and loved my time there. I thought I was going to retire there, wanted to spend all my the rest of my career there. So obviously, in the off season, guys would do bonuses, and sometimes teams have to make decisions based on that. And I would do a bonus, and instead of paying the bonus, they decided to release me to kind of save cap room and cap money. And, it was a tough time because I just moved to Edmonton and, I thought of all the years, this is the year I'm okay. I could do this. And, cause I kind of built up a little bit of, played well and, built up a little bit of name in the community. So I thought this was the year I could stay there and I could move there and move the family out and, be okay. But, the nature of the game, you're never safe. No one's ever safe. And, I found out that the hard way. So, I was released, and ended up back in Toronto, like you said, but it definitely was a tough time because, you're shocked and, a lot of emotions going on. You don't know, where you're going to play next. You don't know what's going to happen with the family and, and you just lost a bunch of money that you're expecting. So it's just a lot of things that go into that. No hard feelings towards the team though, because, I don't know if, one day if I'm a GM and you got to make a tough decision like that, if, my words might come back to bite me, but honestly, I'm just a positive guy. I try to see the light in everything. And, now I'm back in Toronto. So I can't complain. Love Edmonton though. Probably the best city to me and, one of the best cities to play in, after Toronto. But happy to be back, and that's kind of my story.
Well, as they say, everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that. Your smile tells you that you came through it, and it's just another wound that you survived, in pro football. By the way, our viewers want to know. Rachel writes in and says, "What's hanging in his room in the back? What's on the wall there?"
You saved me. There's been no season. My wife is taking full advantage and making me make up for all the years she's had to watch the kids while at camp. So I'm hiding out in my daughter's room right now, away from the kids, so they can't make any noise. So that's just a little thing we have for our daughter. So I'm in her room right now. I don't know what you can see. I don't want to move too much. But, yeah, she is just a little thing on the wall. But thanks. I have to say thanks for saving me because I got a little time away.
Oh, I can't imagine. Which actually, I will ask you what the last 2 months have been like. But it looks like on one hand, a clothesline, you're hanging clothes. On another, it looks like you've been fishing. Maybe you've got fish hanging there. So I'm glad that you explained that it's.
Yeah. I think my wife thinks it's art. So she put it up for a little girl.
Yeah, she could probably sell it for 10 grand, abstract art. So you mentioned being at home with your family. What have the last 2 months been like for you?
Honestly, I could say it's been lots of movies, art, painting, finger and toenails, musicals, singing competitions. I got two little girls, so I don't know if you know how that goes, but it's definitely a lot of work and a lot of painting, like I said, just. It's a lot of things that you probably see on the Disney Channel. So that's where we've been up to.
Back to football for a second, by the way, it did not surprise me at all that the Argos snapped you up fast. Whether it was pinball, whether it was Murph, maybe Dinwiddie would know you from the conference. I mean, you're kind of a Swiss Army knife kind of guy. I've seen you used in all kinds of situations over your career. So you're a definite weapon for the Argos. And I was looking at their roster. That day that Nakis Onyeka came out and asked why Canadians hate the CFL, I'm looking down their roster trying to find him, and I'm like, whoa, there's a lot of talent on this Argos team that I never really paid attention to because they're not really my team. So let's just assume that you are going to be on the field playing, Nate. How excited you are for this Argos bunch?
Oh, it's through the roof. Couldn't be more excited. Like you said, so much talent, and not just talent, but local talent. All these guys that we signed, I know, played with, played against at some point or another, throughout you know, growing up in the GTA and, you know, just not just the best, like Canadian talent, but some of the best talent in all the league. So, you know, everyone that's been signed is super excited to get going. It's amazing when you can play with so many great people, and it's amazing that all the people that are great that you know. So like Juwan and DeVars, I played with DeVars last year. I know Juwan for a while now, and you know, to have two guys like that on the receiving court, you know, get to play with it, it's definitely a blessing. I love what Pinball is doing. It seems like, you know, he lives in Mississauga now, so he's staying true to his roots. You know, bringing a lot of guys from the area onto the team. So I definitely could definitely excited for sure.
Well, Smokes, if each one of you guys brought 50 friends and family, you'd fill BMO Field. That wouldn't be a problem. What have you had for talks with Coach Ryan Dinwiddie, by the way? Have you chatted with him at all?
Yeah, I've talked to him a few times throughout the offseason. You know, he moved to Toronto. So, you know, before this whole, you know, lockdown kind of thing happened, I was, you know, planning to go into a facility and meet him. But as soon as we started trying to coordinate that, it all shut down. So everything's been over Zoom and, you know, just over phone calls. So, yeah, I've talked to him and, you know, he's got me fired up. Everybody's excited. So we can't wait.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing about dinner. Confidence inspires confidence in everybody around him. He's going to be great. My last question for you is from me, but also producer Clark says Natea has launched his podcast recently and had Trevor Harris on the other day. What was some of the feedback on the ideal CFL quarterback discussion? Tell us about that edition.
Okay. So on the podcast with Trevor, had him tell me like who would be the ideal CFL quarterback, the perfect CFL car, not including himself. So I didn't want him, you know, to put any bias in there. And, you know, it didn't surprise me because he probably took time to think about it. But it surprised a lot of other people because, you know, then you see the likes of like Mike Riley and, you know, he's obviously one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, but I was like, I had to defend the question. I was like, this is Trevor. Everybody thought it was my list. It was Trevor's list. So, you know, for IQ, he went with Matt Nichols, which makes me happy because that's my quarterback now. For swagger, he went with Bo Levi Mitchell, which makes sense. You know, he plays with a lot of swagger. Trevor was like, you know, he's seen him throw interceptions and he walks around like nothing happened. And, you know, it's just that swagger about him. For arm, which really surprised people because people, you know, were thinking Mike Riley or some of the other guys, he went with McLeod Bethel Thompson with Toronto, and it makes me happy as well because that's my quarterback, another one of my quarterbacks. And he said he made the example of when you're a little kid and you're watching a you know, a professional athlete throw a football and you see how majestic it is. You know, that's something that always stuck with him, and you know, he's always been a fan of McLeod. And then for footwork, obviously he went with Byron Adams, and you know, he used the example, he could put the foot in the ground and you know, make you miss, make you fall like Reggie Bush used to do. So, you know, that was his list. I thought it was phenomenal. A lot of people have problems with it. I was waiting to see what you thought of it or who you would put in, because I would think your whole list would be Bo Levi Mitchell, right?
That's hilarious. Oh yeah, swagger, I got that one. Maybe you forgot Matt Nichols when he was doing the Conor McGregor after he scored a touchdown in the bench. Do you remember that?
I do. That was phenomenal. I can't wait to see that this year.
yeah, with you guys for sure. My list is Cody Fajardo, Cody Fajardo, Cody Fajardo, Cody Fajardo, Cody Fajardo. He's my guy. That shouldn't surprise you.
Yeah.
All right, Nate, thank you. Hey, before we let you go, on your podcast, where can folks find it? What's the best way to go about it?
Right now, if you follow me on social media, I have it in the bio of all my Twitter, Instagram. It's on Anchor. It's going to be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts very, very shortly. But right now, just if you follow me on social media, you can find it in my bio and, you know, look for some good content. Going to have some great CFL guys, and you know, you're going to find out stuff you never knew about them, like Trevor. If you got a quick second, I tell you, Trevor told us before he went into one of his first games, a coach told him, hey, Trevor, I can hide a left tackle, or I can, you know, cover up for a running back. I can't cover up for a bad quarterback play. Go get him. And that was one of Trevor's first experiences. So those are the kind of stories you'll learn on the podcast. And I'm super excited to bring it out and, you know, get a lot of locker room talk, a lot of stuff that, you know, people generally don't get to hear. So I'm super excited about it.
The All Ball Podcast, for the hockey fans, it's like the football version of Spittin' Chicklets, if you want to know how the guys really talk. Nate, thanks for this. I appreciate it. Stay safe, and here's hoping we get good news from the commish today.
Absolutely. Stay safe. Thank you for having me.
You too. Nate Ajay joining us from Toronto today, and that's the kind of podcast you want.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Guys not holding back.
No pressure on Trevor Harris, eh? Coach in the huddle. Or, you know, before. So I can make up for a bad lineman. I can make up for a receiver. I can't make up for a bad quarterback. So good luck today.
Hey, I get it.
Get it.
Hey, we'll talk about this and more. Folks, I still want to hear what you think the commissioner is going to say today. Chime in on the Facebook wall, Prairie Mobile text line. We got a sports update coming up and Enoch Mwamba, the Alouettes. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Enoch Mwamba coming up. Can you guys put the comment up from Jeff in Calgary regarding Lanny McDonald, Wayne Gretzky, Fajardo, and Bo Levi? I want to address that. But first, a sports update. Former World Wrestling Entertainment pro Shad Gaspard was still missing Tuesday after he was swept out to sea in Southern California last weekend while swimming with his young son. Gaspard's 10-year-old son, Aria, was rescued and several other swimmers made it out of the water safely after they were caught in a rip current Sunday afternoon at Venice Beach in Los Angeles. Gaspard, who's 39, was about 50 yards from shore when he was last spotted by police. Former NFL star Chad Johnson left a $1,000 tip for his waiter after dining at a restaurant in Florida that recently reopened amid the outbreak. Did you hear this? Because you love Ocho Cinco,
oh, yeah.
Right? The restaurant shared a photo of Ocho Cinco's receipt on Facebook to thank the former NFL wide receiver for his continued patronage and generosity to their employees during these most difficult times. And Raptors Uprising Gaming Club improved its unbeaten esports record to 5-0 Tuesday with a best-of-3 victory over Knicks Gaming in the NBA 2K League. Toronto opened with an 83-65 win before recording the sweep with a 78-72 decision. Kenny got work. Haley led Toronto with 37 points in game one. Still don't know what the hell this is, but yeah. I like the name. Kenny got work.
Kenny got work.
This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Their kitchen's open and awaiting your order. Call 761-2777 for their hours or visit their Facebook page for their menu. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. A little later on, we'll get to the Wendell Clark sports update too. Wendell Clark's job fair tomorrow, observing all social distancing measures, of course. But that's going on tomorrow. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, to argue Cody Fajardo is better than Bo Levi Mitchell is to argue Lanny McDonald was better than Wayne Gretzky. Bo Levi is not Wayne Gretzky. I think that's something you wanted to point out. And yeah. By the way, what's wrong with Lanny McDonald? That's another one. We're talking about two Hall of Famers here right now. Three, Cody's my guy. West Division most outstanding player, led the league in passing last season. Four, most importantly, as my wife told me about Darian Durant, she said, Rod, you don't see his faults. You're too clouded by your blind love for him. And I said to her, this was all through the decade of decadence. I said, yeah, and so what? I don't care. As you've gotten to know me over the last year, if you're in with me, you're in to the end of time. If you're out with me, you're up to the end of time. Cody's my guy. I make no apologies for that. I can back it up statistically, but I don't need to.
Yeah.
And by the way, when I came out with that 10 top 10 quarterback list in the CFL the other day, I know everybody was upset about it, but it came down to this is my criteria for any list of that nature. If you're starting a franchise, who's the first guy you're picking? That's it.
Even if it's just for one season.
Even if it's just for one season,
he's
whatever.
Coming off the most outstanding, you know, player
right.
in the West. And potentially, you know, and it was a tight race, you know, and for the league award. So, yeah, number one passer last year. Of course, he'd be near the top of the list, if not at the top of the list. I think he'd be in the top, you know, three or four on everybody's list. So, yeah.
Paul Totsky from Toronto, he's an Argos fan, writes in and he says, on potential, I can agree with you, Rod. He still has a lot to prove, but it's a great start. The Riders clearly agree because they've made him the highest paid quarterback in franchise history, and he still hasn't won a playoff game yet. And of Nataya Jay's list there of all those attributes, you pointed it out. Leadership wasn't one.
Well,
which, by the way, you don't pick in DraftKings.
No.
There's no category for leadership. So that's where I'd put Cody.
Well, that's exactly what I just kind of continued on. I'm sure there was more, and maybe that was one of them. I don't know. And Trevor Harris's list, but he had arm strength that he gave to McLeod Bethel Thompson. I remember that footwork, Vernon Adams, swagger went to Bo Levi, of course. What did Matt Nichols get? Vision or mind or?
Intelligence, IQ.
IQ, okay. And then leadership is what I would give Cody. I'd give Cody the lead for sure. That's where I'd fit him.
Can everybody please just stand down? For instance, Jeff just wrote in, the Stamps fan, your stats can back it up? Again, unplug your ears, Jeff. I just said he led the league in passing last year. What did Bo do? Oh, yeah, he was on the injured list half the year.
Injured list.
So, I'm not going to go around and around and around because everybody has their own thoughts. This is an unwinnable argument. Okay? It was Cody's first year starting, by the way. Right? So, what's with Rod's rant? I'm not ranting on anything, but I'm not going to argue with the Stamps fan all day. I got better things to do. But with Matt Nichols, with the IQ thing, I'm sure he's got a very high IQ. But when he comes out after a game, after being booed at home at IG Field and says his feelings were hurt, that he was booed by his own team, I'm sorry, I don't want that guy. That's all?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's Cody Fajardo. There's a lot left to prove. But you know what? I'm going to love watching it unfold. And, you know, the definition of faith, I don't know if Enoch's watching or not, but he would agree. Having a belief in something with no proof that it's there. That is the definition of faith. Having belief in something without proof that it's there. I have faith in Cody that he's going to get it done. And by the way, I had faith in Darian that he was going to get it done. And when they finally do get it done, it is the most unbelievable feeling to be able to stand beside a guy and say, I believed in you all the way.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling because a lot of people jump ship. So Cody's my guy. I don't need stats. I have them. Why am I sitting here defending my love for Cody Fajardo? Why am I doing that? I guess it's a hot button topic for me. And I sit there watching The Last Dance, which we haven't even got to. We will, though, on this show today. A lot of Michael Jordan reminds me of Darian. The way he carries himself. He's maybe a little more gregarious than Darian. Darian's a very serious, was always a very serious guy. He'll crack a smile and stuff. Jordan looked like he was really always joking.
Yeah.
Off the field, off the court. Darian was serious most of the time. There's a lot of pressure on the guy.
Yeah.
Being the quarterback of this football team. And he delivered. So I have an email here from my friend Lance, and I really appreciate it. It's regarding the border closure to June 21st in BC. It's been closed for another month past that. This is from a government official that has sent this to me, highlighted in a statement from the Prime Minister. Americans and Canadians also cross the land border every day to do essential work or for other urgent or essential reasons, and that travel will not be impacted. My friend says the players would need to be designated as essential workers by both governments, U.S. and Canada. He said this shouldn't be too difficult, as it has already been discussed for the NHL. So to the TSN insiders this morning that I was watching on Jay and Dan, they were saying that the NHL officials that they're talking to, this is Dregs, don't feel the border closure will be an issue for the National Hockey League. So I'm simply saying, why would it be an issue for the CFL? That's what my friend's saying, that government official. On the flip side, though, I read the article from the Canadian Press that says it will be a major issue. So there's people getting paid millions of dollars to sort this out. It's not you and me. It's not me and you. So we sit here and have coffee today and have fun debating it.
Yep. Pretty much. And, you know, I just fully believe that they'll be allowed across the border. I just do. They'll have to have a plan. They won't just be allowed over without a plan. But yeah, that'll be sorted out. And it won't just happen at the border. It'll happen at a much higher level. And they'll have some special clearance pass. And those chartered flights will just fly in and fly out. And they'll be fine.
And you know where this is going, right? Like, these Stamps fans are just going, cuckoo.
Yeah, we need
just to. They're not backing down on the bowl thing. Can you guys just please? I'm not interested in arguing. You got Bo and you're happy with him. We got Cody and we're happy with him. Can we just stop? You're not going to convince me into loving Bo Levi Mitchell more than Cody Fajardo. Is that what your goal is? I don't care. I respect the fact that you love him. Can you respect the fact that Cody's my guy? Please. I'm not going to sit here and argue with him all day.
No.
Neil Shuchuk, by the way, writes in from White Court, Alberta, injecting some sense into this. He says, was the Canadian press writer a sports fan or a sports denier? The writer was Stephen Wino, by the way, who was the Canadian NHL writer for the Canadian press. And you know what? I could go dig it up here if we wanted to. If you want to tap dance for a while, I could find it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do want to update the poll here. For Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, are you in favor of the NHL's 24-team playoff format? 74% of you saying, yes, let's play. 26% saying, no, not fair. So there's that.
Yeah. Yeah, the NHL's going to play. 24 teams is fine. I like it. It's going to be exciting. But we're getting dangerously close in the NHL to let's move on. Like, we're getting dangerously close to, yesterday and today out in Saskatchewan with temperatures pushing towards 30 degrees, and I can get out on the paddleboard and we get out golfing and, you know, all those types of things, sit on the deck and have coffee, and hockey's over. We're getting close. We're getting close now, not yet. But we're almost to the point where I forgot. I'm done. I moved on from the season. I'm into the summer. Get me excited for next year and let's start that and let's get rolling. But I think once if they can get it going though right away, I think we can fire it up and get that emotion and get that passion for the game and the hunger going again. But if this goes into July and August before they start, it's going to be real tough.
Yeah, they don't care. No. They're going to be playing. It's going to be on TV. You can watch if you want. Go kayaking if you want. Don't matter. They're going to play.
Yeah.
So let's go to Montreal now, or at least I assume that's where he is. Enoch Mwamba joins us of the Alouettes. E who knocks. Hello, Enoch. How are you doing today, my friend?
How you doing, Rod? Good to see you.
I'm doing very well. Can you please give me an update in your life as to how you've been keeping busy the last 2 months and safe, obviously, because you're with us today. How are things in the world of Enoch Mwamba?
Man, you know what? Quarantine has been pretty redundant. You know, it's been pretty redundant, pretty much the same thing. The routine's been the same. You know, try to stay active. You know, taking care of my family and then spending a lot of family time at home. So that's been pretty much what it's been. And then, you know, trying a few things. I've been trying to get my feet wet on different things as well. Apart from that, it's been the same thing every other day.
Well, you have a very young family, too, by the way, so you must be seeing that, I would think, as a blessing and certainly a hand for Mrs. Mwamba.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's a blessing. My wife reminds me all the time, hey, you should be at camp today, and it's such a blessing for you to still be home right now. Obviously, you know, not the best circumstances, but, you know, it is what it is, and you just got to deal with, you know, things that happen in life, and that's what it is right now. And as far as, you know, quarantine is concerned, one of the things that, you know, allows that I'm able to do right now that I'm home and not at camp is gardening. So that's what I've been picking up lately.
A lot of people are. Well, it's a great stress buster from what I understand. It's not my thing, but what do you like about gardening?
Listen to me. First of all, this is all new to me, right? Well, we have a fairly new home, my wife and I and our daughter, and, you know, the last 2 years, well, really, which we had the house, I've been in camp right now when it's really time to start really taking care of it. So it's kind of neat. It's kind of new to me. I've been YouTubing a lot of different things, taking out the weeds and all that stuff. So, hey, you gotta figure it out.
What do you expect the commissioner to say today at 3 p.m. Eastern, by the way? Because, frankly, I have no idea. What do you think he's going to say?
I'm on the same boat as you. Not exactly sure, but I hope it's going to be some good news, better news that we've been hearing as of late. You know, we, you know, it's such a unique, you know, situation, as you know, Rod, and, you know, we've never really been into a situation quite like this one. And so a lot of things are changing as, you know, the weeks go on, the days go on sometimes, and it's just unpredictable at this point. So, you know, we're all really waiting. I know for myself, we got a meeting at the end of the week with the PA. So I think we're going to be discussing a lot of the things that he's going to be talking about as well today. So, you know, we're all waiting to hear exactly what that is, as well as hoping for good news.
Are you one of these guys that's just spending a lot of time trying to figure out a way to play in terms of, hey, quarantine cities, hey, 9 games, 8 games? Are you spending time on that, or are you letting the league sort it out?
I'm letting the league, you know, I'm asking the questions to the people that, you know, I can. And, you know, as a rep, you know, it's my responsibility to find some type of information as well to share with the rest of the team. And I'm doing that, you know, on a weekly basis with the PA. But beyond that, you know, it's really how I've always treated my life, how I treat my game, how I treat, you know, my career. You know, I control the controllables, and the rest, I leave it up to God, really. But at the end of the day, you know, if you stress on the things that you can't control, that's when you start to go a little crazy. So I try not to overstress on things that I can't control. As a matter of fact, I just try to, you know, control the ones that I can and try to stay busy and try new things.
Boom. Did you watch The Last Dance?
Love it. Love it. Every single episode. My wife and I both.
So did you see episode 10 last night where they said Michael Jordan has an innate ability to know what he can control and what he can't, and what he can't, he doesn't think about?
100%. I could totally relate, you know, and it's so important, because I think that a lot of people, you know, get in their own way when they try to control things that are out of their control. And, you know, one of the things that the superpower, if you want to call it that, you know, I feel like my wife and I have been great, but we had great discussions about, you know, the whole series. But I think the superpower that he really had was his ability to be in the moment. Right. He was never ahead of what was to come, or never, you know, dwelled on the past or things that happened before. And so his ability to be in the moment, second per second, minute per minute, which is, I think that's the reason why he was able to perform at such a high level. And every time when it was clutch time, he delivered.
It is the only way to live. By the way, Paul in Toronto, Argos fan, writes in and says, Enoch, your team made a huge turnaround last season. You lost some players in free agency. Can you improve over last season without them?
I think so. You know, we're in an era with, you know, cap space, and, you know, Danny Machocho had a tough job of coming in and, you know, managing the roster that we had on paper. And, you know, it's tough. It's really tough. I knew going into the offseason that, we, you know, weren't going to be the same team that we were the previous year. And so some decisions had to be made. And I know for a fact, I had conversations with Danny myself, actually, that, you know, the guys that he let go were guys that, you know, he really liked. It's not a decision that he just made because he wanted to. You know, a guy like Chris Athey, a guy like Devere Posey, you know, Fabian Foote, Ryan Brown, like there's a lot of guys that you want to have in the locker room. You know, Boris Beattie, I can go on and on. A lot of those guys played a significant role on the things that we accomplished last year. But at the end of the day, listen, especially for me as one of the leaders on the team, we just finished talking about controlling the controllable. The controllables at this point right now, beyond obviously COVID, is the people that are in the locker room right now that are going to be in the locker room once we do get back. And, you know, that's the best we can do. And we got to just try and make each other better and be highly competitive. But in the same way, I also believe in the guys that we have in our locker room and the additions that we've brought to the team, as well as the guys that remained. I'm extremely confident in what we have, specifically on defense as well. So I'm actually excited and overjoyed.
From one of our viewers, Nelson, he says, the theme of today's show, control what you can control. That should be the theme of every day's show, but we've talked a lot about it today, Enoch. Last question for you. As a player rep and your veteran status, let me ask you this. NHL players, I'm told, will be coming back to play for 65% of their salary next year. That's what I got from a pretty good source. From a CFL perspective, assuming the wages just aren't going to be there from what you're used to, do you think guys are willing to play for less, whether it be rookie Americans, rookies period, will they be willing to play for less?
It's going to be really tough, Rod. It's going to be really tough, like we mentioned already earlier. It's a unique situation that we're in, that we're all finding ourselves in. And I feel like, you know, a lot of guys still love the game enough to be able to play for you know, a reasonable amount. Again, it's hard to tell because we don't know exactly specifics as far as numbers and how much it's going to reduce and whatnot. But I think that's a conversation that's going to have to be made once, you know, we get those details. And again, like, we are a much more humbler league than a lot of the other leagues that are out there. So, you know, it really has to make sense. At the end of the day, as much as we are a little different from the other leagues, we're still human beings and we have families to take care of. And, you know, I know for myself, I got a wife and I got a daughter I got to tend to. And I'm not the only father or husband in the CFL. And so at the end of the day, it's really got to make sense. So my gut feeling is that people are going to be willing to play. But at the end of the day, we still got to figure out exactly what those numbers, you know, are going to look like. Because, like I said, we have lives and we have, you know, people that that rely on us as well.
Really good answer to a tough question that there is no answer to right now. Tell us about Muamba Moments before we let you go.
Man, Muamba Moments is my passion project, Rod, and it's been amazing. Really, what that has been about, I've been working on this for about 2 years, so it's been something that I've been working on, and I'm excited, extremely excited to share with everybody. But it's really something that's going to bring value to everybody. You know, I sat down with multiple successful individuals, and they shared their journeys and the moments that kind of molded them into the people that they are. And these are different people from different venues and different industries and areas in their lives. You know, I have some CEOs on there. I have some actors on there. I have an Olympian. I have, you know, of course, a football player who's transitioned into business. And we're looking to get even more. The list is going to continue on. But, you know, I'm super excited about it. And it's actually available already now on podcasts. An Apple podcast, and all the information can be found on my website. It's enochmuamba.com or on my social media, like you mentioned at the start, at He Who Knocks on Instagram.
What's one tidbit you got from pinball?
One tip? You know how hard that is. I know you've spoken to pinball, man. It was one of my favorite interviews. And I'll tell you this, though. I sat down the very first, I think, conference that Barack Obama came and sat down in. This was way after I had sat down with pinball. And it was amazing to see the similarities in their charisma, in their presence, in the way that they respond. And the amount of gems that he dropped on the episode is absolutely amazing. And again, I told you I started this project to try and bring value to people. I sat there and I was like, why didn't I bring my notebook to start taking notes? Because I was growing and learning so much. And one of the things that he says that, again, like, and this is just me picking anything out of the blue because everything he was saying literally was amazing. I was actually trying not to get in his way, to just try and let him talk. And you know this. But one of the things that he talked about was just in learning to enjoy his own company. You know, he talked about how important that was and how it was a lesson that he wanted to teach his daughters as well, because he has three daughters. I'm very close to the family, but he has three daughters. I have a daughter. So these are a lot of lessons that he spoke about. You know, I'm going to try and implement myself. Again, I'm trying to bring value to people, but I was learning so much throughout all of the sit-downs that I've been able to have with the individuals on the More in the Moment.
Good stuff. Enoch, appreciate the time, man. Always enjoy our visits. Stay safe and hope to see you on the field soon.
Thank you, Rod. See you in a bit.
Enoch Mwamba joining us from Montreal today. We're a little late for a break. We'll come back and talk about that. And just have you hang through the break. Tank Abbott says, if they're going to cut players' salaries that much, they better be giving a cut in the season tickets too, because the product on the field will most definitely not be the same. Okay? Think about that. When we come back. It's The Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
This is hilarious, by the way. Welcome back. I just tweeted the poll question.
Yep.
Who is the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions? Dave Jameson, Naka Sonyaka, Nataya J, or Enoch Mwamba? All young Canadian CFLers, all of them. And it's funny how we talked about the Rooney Rule yesterday in the NFL, and G-Roy went down the race road, right? You called me the, what'd you call me? The blackest white guy in my age group?
You're culturally relevant.
Thank you. Is that what it is?
You're staying culturally relevant. Yeah, you are. It's good.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. It's I don't know. I feel like, you know, Canada's, you know, we're a good bite-sized sample of Canada, the melting pot here on the show. We bring everybody together, right?
One of my favorite stories, and I'll get to Tank's comment here, but I know I've told it on this show before, but for the benefit of our new viewers, I'll tell it again. MC Hammer
was playing at the fair because they bring in a different act every night. Nelly last year, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Paul Brandt and Wash, Old Dominion. And I want to say, I guess it would have been about 09, 07, 08, 09. And I'm in the front row with John Chick. All, you know, it's MC Hammer. By the way, this was his band. A laptop. He's playing all his tracks, all that.
The beats, yeah.
And of course, he had the big jump pants on from the 80s. And and he comes and jumps off the stage into the front row right in front of John Chick and me. And it was almost like he was doing a, well, he was doing like a stripper dance almost. And John and I are like. And my brother was like 100 yards away. And he's like, MC Hammer just picked the two whitest guys in the park.
I'm jumping on them.
Right. I don't know. Maybe I've changed. Maybe I've got with it. Maybe I'm more groovy. I don't know.
See it every week. You roll up to the other most whitest guy's house and John Lynch rocking the R&B or the rap and
hip hop.
The hip hop. It's good.
What did you say, Clark? Oh, yeah. Clark said the fact that I said groovy makes me less groovy. So, yeah, every Friday morning I pick up Lynch. And I have my hip-hop music blaring. I like hip-hop.
And
one of my daughters loves it. He comes out. Last week, he was shaking a pillow to the beat of the hip-hop. Did you notice that?
Yes.
It was unbelievable.
Well, it's so funny. Just a tangent. There's a Twitter account. I don't know if you've seen it. Just came out over the weekend, I think. It's got like tens of thousands of followers. And it's Michael Jordan jamming Michael Jordan or something like that. And you know the scene in episode 9 or 10 of The Last Dance where he's got the headphones in on?
It was 10, yeah.
And they dub a different song over top. So they had Vanessa Carlson. You know, like, I can't remember the name of the song. But they do a different song that Michael Jordan's listening to instead of what he's actually, and it's hilarious.
Well, and all these people, Greg Stir writes and he says, was that at Queen City X? No, it was at Buffalo Days. I refuse to call it Queen City X. It's Buffalo Days. Alan, our intern, the Asian sensation, Alan Lee writes in and says, MC Rod with his hype master frenzy. I don't know what to say about that other than I do remember this. Look, what I don't get is I've never met Nakis Onyeka before. I've never met Nataya J. Why we have chemistry in the interviews, I have no idea. But I do remember this. Hanging out backstage with MC Hammer. No, I should say waiting for MC Hammer with Stevie Bags and Chick and Scott Schultz and whoever all was there, Mike McCall, Wes Cates. I was always amongst the players.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It just seemed very natural to me. Maybe that's rare. Lucky to have been able to do that.
But. Very lucky. I think it is somewhat rare. I don't think a lot of the guys that are, you know, in your position get those opportunities, but for whatever reason they feel comfortable and safe and you relate to them and they love it. They love it.
I think they were just too polite to kick me out. This had to be an abbreviated break. Hang on. When we come back, we'll talk more about the rock star of the day. I got a sports update for Wendell Clark's and I want to do some last thoughts on The Last Dance. Okay. Cause it is now officially over. So hang on, everybody. We got a big finish coming up here for Emerald Water on the overtime. So it's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
Locally owned and family operated. Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, welcome back for the final segment, everybody. Lots to get to here. Lots going on. A reminder, the commissioner speaking in 1 p.m. Sask time, 3 p.m. Eastern. Randy Ambrosi, and you can view it at cfl.ca/townhall. An update on the season. I'm not even going to make a guess as what he's going to say. And as I told you, I'll be getting a massage at that time. So will you please text me an update?
Yes.
Last thought on the players when they come on here. Nelson writes, the chemistry is all comfort. They don't have to worry about what they say. That's totally true, but they're still on live television. You know what I mean? They don't have to worry what I'm going to say, but maybe what everybody else is going to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we're not going to go after them. Maybe that's what Nelson's talking
yeah,
about.
Not gonna yeah, not going to happen.
It's our home. We welcome you into our home. Say what you want. The Rockstar of the Day poll, by the way, for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. The runaway leader right now is Enoch Mwamba. They're all good. They're all great.
Oh, yeah. I voted for Enoch.
Did you?
I really liked his interview. I thought he was well thought out. And, just I haven't listened to his show, but now I want to. And that's PR. Doing a great job of that.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better. We started this show with a theme about the U.S.-Canada border being closed currently for non-essential travel. And it was point three for me that I saw the TSN insiders saying the NHL feels that won't be an issue. And then I referred to this article that I read where the writer says it is going to be an issue. So can I read you a couple lines of it?
Yeah.
Stephen Wino covers the NHL for the Associated Press, Canadian Press. It's pretty much the same thing. Here's the article in just a couple lines. The NHL is still more than a week away from determining a return to play format. And what that plan resembles could be complicated further should the U.S. and Canada extend border restrictions to non-essential travel into July, the person said, speaking on condition of anonymity. The person spoke after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced border restrictions will stay in effect through June 21st. This marks the second time the restrictions have been extended since first being put into place March 18th because of the new coronavirus pandemic. Though the NHL has left open the possibility of having training camps open as late as early August, it was unclear what effect further border restrictions will have on a league with seven of its 31 teams based in Canada. I can't say much more than that, other than there's also a question of how travel restrictions will affect players, many of whom have returned to their offseason homes, including about 17% currently self-isolating overseas. If you don't think this is a major headache for the leagues, then you're fooling yourself. And I had an NHL scout call me and say why these players were allowed to go home to Europe in the first place is ridiculous. Why did the NHL allow that? So there's infighting amongst the NHL. They can't agree on how it's going to be dealt with. You think the CFL is much different? I don't think so. And if you weren't watching earlier, I'll just tell you a government official from the province of Saskatchewan sent me a statement from the Prime Minister, where it'll be up to the U.S. and Canadian governments to decide whether pro athletes will be designated as essential workers. I don't think that's one small thing.
It's not. The more we talk about this, the further we get, and the more nuggets we kind of pick up, and we start to clear the fog a little bit of some of this stuff, especially in my mind. And that's why I love going around the table on these things. I don't think it's a problem. But you mentioned that if you don't think this is a major headache for the leagues, bing, 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 ring the bell. That's exactly what it is. I don't think it's an issue. I don't think it's an issue of people being loud in the country or being loud across the borders or any of that. But I'm 1,000% on board with it is a major, major, major headache, because you got players in multiple countries, in multiple cities, in multiple provinces, states, and districts overseas. And they're not all coming into the city or into the country at the exact same time. One's right. Coming in the morning, in the afternoon, next day, next week, this time, that time. And now you got to schedule quarantines 2 weeks and get teams together. And the timelines and the scheduling would be just a crazy mess. And there's no computer formula like you would have for creating the CFL schedule or the NHL schedule or the WHL schedule with all the teams, thrown in a computer. You got to schedule everybody's personal schedules now, and how are you integrating everybody together? That's the headache. Not getting across the border. It's managing all those timelines and everything.
It's one of the smallest things.
Yeah.
So I guess, God bless my family. I'm not going to name which ones, but they come to me all the time. Oh, I saw this on Facebook that this is the thing. Rod, this is the thing. I'm like, I caution you to make any decisions or believe what you see necessarily in a Facebook group. To say this guy's wrong and this guy's right, in all the leagues, nobody knows. As a matter of fact, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the leading disease expert in the United States, I've seen the interviews with him in the last couple of days where he says, I don't know. So please tell me how anybody under Dr. Anthony Fauci would have any idea how this is going to go. They don't.
And you have to be okay with, having a stance and an opinion and having, an idea of how it's going to work out today and completely scrapping it and changing it tomorrow.
Be ready to change.
You have to be.
So I guess the point is why I opened this show saying we were going to have fun today. And I would say that we did. We have. It's just a coffee get together. I just envision us, the bell ringing as somebody comes into the coffee shop, right?
Yeah. And the door opens.
Yeah. Ding. Hey, guys, what's up? Dong. Because we don't know. You don't know. Every idea is a good one. Every idea is a bad one. And we'll get through it together. But we're nowhere near knowing.
No.
But we wait. 1 hour from now, Randy Ambrosi, the commissioner, will be addressing this. I didn't even get to The Last Dance. The Asian sensation. Alan, the intern, writing. Guys, give me 90 seconds, okay, on this. Oh, Clark says I can take as long as I want because all I got is a massage at one. So he says, hey, Rod and Darren, how would you think the leagues would treat a player like Dennis Rodman in today's sports? There are players like Dennis Rodman in today's sports. Should I name them? No, I'm not going to.
You probably already know who they are.
You already know who they are. But beyond The Last Dance, this is a documentary that, depending on how long the pandemic goes, I will probably go back and watch several times. Being a child of the 80s that I am, the boys on the bus, which I'm told, I'm not sure whether it's true or not, but the documentary on the 80s Oilers was the impetus for the Bulls documentary. Because it's the same thing, but just imagine Gretzky, Messier, Fuhr, Anderson, Coffey. It's unbelievable. It's glorious. And it's on YouTube, by the way. So if you're looking for something to watch, by the way, go watch the boys on the bus on the Oilers for a Canadian NHL spin. But I guess my thing was, if you watched Michael Jordan live in the 90s, like I had the pleasure to do, you would not listen to the debate that Kobe or LeBron are better than him. Are they in the conversation? Of course. Are they better? No. There's no other Michael Jordan. And the fact that they had a camera rolling on him, I've always loved Michael Jordan. I felt bad for Michael Jordan. I've seen the things that have gone on in his life. I felt bad for him because I think he was a good guy who got hardened by the world. I wrote that in my column on Sunday. Fascinating to see, but for people to come out now and say, oh, you can't believe this documentary. Michael Jordan curated it. He made it out so he looked great. And what the hell's wrong with that?
He was great.
He was great. Now, I understand there are other Horace Grant's very upset at the way he was portrayed in the show. That's going to happen too. Apparently, the pizza delivery guy in Salt Lake City said that's not true. What happened? There was not five of us that showed up with a pizza and made him sick the night before Game 3 of the NBA Finals in 97. I don't know.
I sympathize with Jordan so much. I was watching him like, flu game? Let me tell you, flu game.
Right.
December 6, 2019 in Houston. We got on the air the next day. We were fine. We gutted it out, but no, that was pretty
cool. I literally saw you vomiting live in an airport
for
garbage
hours.
Can.
For hours.
For hours. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
You also wanted to go home. What did I say? You're getting on the plane.
Yeah, I called you at 5:30 in the morning. I needed to be at the airport by just after 6. I had the Uber ready to come, and I said, I don't know if I can go. Surely you've been sick and traveled before, and you'll regret it if you don't come. And you know what I felt like? It would have been like the guy in the movie Apollo 13 where he doesn't go and then he ends up not being sick and he has to watch them, you know, go out into space. Yeah. So it was good to go. And then the Rodman thing, I loved it because I wish more people would, you know, in business and sports and life with their teams would respect this. You know what? He had to go cut loose. It's what he did. You know, he wanted to go to Vegas. He wanted to go do his thing. He wanted to go on WWF at the time. I think it was called then. It wasn't WWE yet.
But WCW.
When he showed up to ball, he balled. He played. It maybe pissed some other people off on the team, but he played. So don't worry about if you're sitting at the desk for 8 hours a day, but somebody else is out. Rod's out having coffee and doing his job that way. When you show up on the mic, or you show up at work, when you show up to play, are you doing your job and killing it? Everybody works in different ways. We all want to keep people to the same standards. Yeah. They let Rodman be Rodman. And what did he do? Killed it on the floor. So let people be themselves.
Sean Dahl in Saskatoon writes in and says, why would Jordan lie about it not being the flu? It's the weirdest thing to lie about. He's talking about the pizza that made him sick. This is what I thought when watching episode 10, 9 or 10, whatever it was. I watched them both last night. He's got his trainer there, his personal assistant. They said there was five guys sitting in the room with Michael Jordan. There was something fishy about the pizza being delivered at 2 a.m. So the guys are like, don't touch that. I'm like, nice posse you guys are. Let's let Michael eat the pizza by himself. You idiots. He's the only guy that should be protected.
One of you guys should be taking
the first slice. One of you guys should be eating it. Just nice, nice posse.
Like the Secret Service, right? You take the first piece. Okay, it's good. I didn't die. Okay, you're good. Yeah, that was kind of crazy. But I don't know if it can be like how you create that lie, because Michael wasn't calling all the networks, calling all the news people, calling everybody before the game, was he? And it's not like it was created for the documentary. You had Bob Costas. You had all these guys and all the networks talking about it, about him being sick. You had the play-by-play guys talking what they saw him slugging Gatorade. He missed the morning shoot-around. There was so much that went into
that. Well, a couple things on that, by the way, and that's a topic for another day. But the people that habitually do lie and, what should I say, fudge the truth, when a guy is telling the truth, they don't want to believe him because they can't believe some guy would tell the truth about something like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the people that are questioning it are the questionable people themselves. And with regards to him playing, I remember in 97, I thought there was no way that he was going to miss this. Because the reason being, for other reasons, I remember myself having my head in a garbage can in the Kamloops Arena, what's now, I think, the Sandman Inn, yeah. Riverside Coliseum, self-induced flu. Okay, from the night before, puking my guts out and about to call a game in 10 minutes. But when the puck drops or when you go on air, when the light comes on, you don't even think about it. So I knew Michael would play. And that's back to that chemistry with those players. As I've told you, as a performer and an entertainer, it doesn't matter if you're on a stage, on a mound, on ice, behind a microphone, you have to perform. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So I've been through it. I think a lot of us have been through it. Michael was through it, and he thrived. And I guess that's why I told you, there's no way you're missing out on this.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
Yep. There'll be a chapter in my book about it.
The show must go on.
And I'm glad I did.
Okay. We'll talk tomorrow about the commissioner's news. Thanks to all our guests today. Vote on the rock star of the day on Twitter, and we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.